Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。All right, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Okay.
And part one, which is...
All right, everyone, please get ready to spice up your English with, of course...
English idiom. Now it's review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Okay, if you're having a little trouble, that's okay, because...No pain, no gain.
昨天我们讲到的一点非常的简单 No pain, no gain. 翻译成中文是什么呢没有付出就没有收获
Very true.
Right. And what about today's idiom, Sam?
All right. Today's idiom is another quite easy idiom,、
mm-hmm.
but very useful.
All right.
Today's idiom is no question. No question. And of course, question is a regular question. Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N.No question.
It sounds very easy, right? No question. 没有问题。In the classroom, teacher asking students, do you have any questions? No questions.
Yeah, so they perfectly understand.
Right. So, I'm right? No question. 没有问题。
No question about it, you are wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. 那么说能不能翻译成没有问题呢当然不是它 no question, 还有另外一个更深层的一个意思、啊。
Yes.
No question, right? So why do we put in a conversation to show how we use no question properly?
Okay.
Let's start.
Okay.
Hey, Sam, how was the movie last night?
No question. Yesterday's movie, and not just the movie, the whole movie experience was by far...The worst experience in my life.
You're going to be feeling very disappointed.
No question about it.
All right.
See, what happened was the movie was this low-budget film. The acting was terrible.
Oh, no.
There was no storyline. It was so boring. There wasn't even any action or anything. It was like just like two people talking the whole time.
Oh, man. That's boring.
Yeah. And the reason why I say movie experience as well, everyone in the audience got bored.And a popcorn fight broke out.
Oh, no. Popcorn fight?
Yeah, people started throwing popcorn at each other, and I got Coke on my pants. It was a horrible, horrible experience, Peter.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's my fault. I should have known going to see that movie, low-budget film, was going to be bad.
Stay away from low-budget movie from today on, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good rule to live by.
All right.那么刚才的对话我们用到了 no question 它的场景是什么呢我问 Sam 说昨天电影看得怎么样 Sam 说糟透了不仅仅这个电影很糟糕另外呢整个这个电影院的感觉呢也非常的差首先这个电影的情节非常的不好这个原因是什么呢它是一部低成本的电影 low budget movie 演员的演技也特别的糟糕同时呢这个电影院的环境也非常的不好因为大家觉得这个电影啊没有什么意思拿着这个爆米花呢互相打着玩那么 popcorn fight 另外呢Sam 旁边坐的人一不小心把这个可乐呢洒在了 Sam 的裤子上那么大家可以想象当时的感受是多么的难受所以呢这个电影加上这个电影院的环境整个的感觉让 Sam 觉得是非常非常差的一个电影毫无疑问昨天的经历是一个最惨痛的一次经历 Sam 用到的词呢是 No question it is the worst experience
Yes, worst movie viewing experience
Right, 所以呢 No question 翻译成中文呢是毫无疑问表示说 No doubt 没有任何的质疑力
Right, and so that's why when you said no question means like oh, in the classroom we have no questions That's why I said without a question or no question, that is wrong
Alright, 所以呢 No question 不要翻译成没有问题而翻译成呢绝对的毫无疑问的没有任何质疑性的解释或来说明一件事情 No question
Yes
So any other scenario we may still use no question, Sam?
No question, there are unlimited amount of scenarios.
Right, okay, please.
So, for example, when we go out and eat,、
mm-hmm.
well, we can find something so delicious, so wonderful, we can kind of、exaggerate a little bit.
Right.
Say, no question, this is the best gongbao jiding, this is the best yarou chua, the best pizza I've ever had in my life.
Okay, you use a must-have gongbao jiding, right?、
Yes.
No question.
No
must
question.
Must-have. 宫保鸡丁 in the world.
Right.
Okay. 那么呢，另外有的可以用在，比如去吃饭的时候呢，有些餐馆的一些菜，比如说外国人特别喜欢的一道菜宫保鸡丁，点评网啊或一些书上会说呢 ，No question, it is a must have 宫保鸡丁 in Beijing. 那么你到北京，毫无疑问，这个宫保鸡丁你一定要去品尝的。
So now we've used it in a negative situation. No question is the worst something, and we can use it in a positive. No question is the best or the most wonderful thing.I've ever had.
所以呢 no question 既可以呢用在一个褒义的一个语境当中表示说最好的一个东西同时呢也可以用在一种贬义的一个语境当中表示说毫无疑问是最差的最糟糕的一个什么什么东西所以呢 no question 它表示一个非常确定的这么一个概念 Right, so no question time's up for today's idiom study, right?
No question, you are right.
Alright, so no question, let's go to part two.
No question, we're using no question too many times.
Alright, let's go to part two, alright?
Okay, which is hit the book.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, do you remember the word we tried to describe a place which is very cold, which is harsh, right?
Yeah, we used that in the past couple episodes.
Right, and we referred to, small island in Scotland.
Right, it had a very harsh winter, right?
And also the snowstorm, maybe a blizzard.
Ooh.
And today we will talk about a place which is much colder than Scotland.
Let's see, colder than Scotland, maybe Siberia and Russia.
Well, even worse than Siberia. I mean, it's actually the other side of the earth.
Whoa,
it's down under.
But it's not Australia,
not
right?
Not Australia.
Farther south than Australia?
Right, still further south of Australia.
Okay, I got it. You're talking about Antarctica.
So also there's a very cute animal living there.
Okay, in Antarctica, well, I know there's like an Arctic fox. I know there's penguins.
Yeah, penguins. It's a little,
okay.
You know, beauty there.
Okay, cool.
Well, today we have a little discussion about the tourism in Antarctica.
All right, tourism.
Yeah, since there's a tourism, the people going there, flocking to Antarctica today.
Oh, this I gotta find out about.
All right, so before we go to the story, now let's check vocab first.
Alright, today's first word is, of course, Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
Antarctica. A-N-T-A-R-C-T-I-C-A. Antarctica.
今天我们提到了第一个单词的 Antarctica, 翻译成中文是南极或者是南极洲。
Okay, next is the word destination. Destination. D-E-S-T-I-N.A-T-I-O-N, destination.
第二个单词 destination 表示呢目的地它往往是指旅行的时候呢我们的一个目的地叫 destination. 比如说去美国去欧洲是我们的一个 travel destination.
Right, and a lot of times you hear final destination,、
mm-hmm.
which、you can reach on the subway. A lot of times like 西直门 东直门 those are a final destination.
Right, final destination. Can we use a terminal station to replace...Final destination.
Right, you could say maybe it's the terminal station.
Right, 所以呢表示这个终点特别是指我们火车和地铁的终点呢可以用我们今天学到的这个词 destination, 但是前面需要加一个形容词呢 final destination, 同时还可以用呢 final terminal.
Yes, and finally, you can use final destination as kind of meaning you're not going to live any longer.
Right,
you've reached your final destination.
Right, 如果只是一个人的生命来讲的话呢那么它绝不是一件好的事情那么生命到了尽头叫 final destination.
Right, so hopefully when you reach your final destination, it's the trip, not your life. Next is the word naval. Naval. N-A-V-A-L. Naval.
下一个单词 naval, 那翻译成中文的是海洋的。有的时候呢 ,navy, 它是指呢海军。
I guess the navy officers go to some sort of like naval academy,、
mm-hmm.
that's where they get the training to become、navy officers.
Right, 那么海军的那些院校呢叫 naval academy.
Right. Okay, next we have the word expedition. Expedition. E-X-P-E-D-I.T-I-O-N, expedition.
下一个单词 expedition, 翻译成中文是探险、冒险。
Yeah, so if you're quite the explorer or adventurer, then you will go on an expedition, right?
那么探险家呢，往往呢会进行一些比较危险性的一些活动，比如说登山呢，或者呢对海洋进行探险。那么这些活动呢叫做 expedition.
Okay, next we have ecological. Ecological. Ecological is ecological. Ecological.
下一个单词 ecological 翻译成中文是生态的。
It's good for the economy, right?
Right.
Okay, next is sensitivity. Sensitivity. S-E-N-S-I-T-I-V-I-T-Y. A lot of I's. Sensitivity.
Right, 下一个单词 sensitivity 表示一个东西对另外东西的一种敏感性。那我们知道 sensitive 是敏感的、敏锐的形容词，那么 sensitivity 是它的名词形式，表示一个东西对另外一个东西的敏感度。
So we can say I'm sensitive to, or I have a sensitivity to something.
Right. 那么 sensitive 和 sensitivity 如何使用呢？如果说用 sensitive， 我们可以说 I am sensitive to something. For example, I'm sensitive to alcohol.那么说呢，如果用名词形式呢，可以用了 I have sensitivity to alcohol.
Yes, or something like I have a sensitivity to violence.
To violence.
So we don't like violent movies. We hate watching violence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next is the word scenic. Scenic. S-C-E-N-I-C. Scenic.
下一个单词 scenic， 翻译成中文是风景的。比如说我们去旅行的话呢。很多的旅行团呢，它是一种什么的旅行目的呢？是 scenic tour, just for sightseeing.
Right, and so they appreciate a lot of scenic views.
Right, mountains, rivers, landscape.
Right.
But a lot of Chinese prefer shopping tour.
Yes, so all the scenery is shopping mall.
Right, they avoid all the scenic tours. Right? Sorry, I don't want to see the landscape, just shopping mall. Right,
yeah. okay, lastly, we have the word hazard.Hazard, H-A-Z-A-R-D, hazard.
最后一个单词 hazard 表示那种危险，比如说我们在工作的环境当中有一定的什么 work-related hazard.
Right. Or if something can cause a hazard, then it is hazardous.
Right. 后面加一个 O-U-S 变成它的形容词形式 hazardous 表示说 dangerous.
Right.
Okay, now let's go to the story of tourism in Antarctica.
Antarctica has become one of the world's most popular tourist destinations. Since 1969, the average number of visitors to the continent has increased from several hundred to over 34,000 today. All activities in Antarctica are heavily regulated by the Antarctic Treaty for environmental protection purposes.And the industry is largely managed by the International Association of Antarctica Tour Operations.
All right, so from first paragraph you just read, I understand that this is a kind of a trend in a tourism. People prefer to go down under, very further down under, not Australia.
Yes, well, if you ask me what's one of the most popular tourist destinations, I would definitely not say Antarctica, but apparently it is.
Right. 那么大家呢没有想到呢，现在的南极洲的旅行呢成为一个非常热门的一个旅游的景点，因为呢从1969年开始去南极洲旅行的人数呢从几百人到现在的34,000人。It's kind of a huge increase.
Yeah, really huge. But we know that the Antarctic, well, it's kind of a special place, right?
Right.
So a lot of activities in Antarctica have to be heavily regulated.
Right. 大家都知道呢，南极洲呢是一个特别特殊的地方，它的生态环境呢相对是比较脆弱的，所以呢人类的所有的活动 ,so all activities should be well regulated, 要有一定的管理，有一定的制度。文中提到是 Antarctic,Treaty 有一个南极洲的一个条约或者一个协议来管理大家所有的这些 behavior, your activities.
Right, because we know there's no country that owns the Antarctica.
Right, right.
So that's why we have a treaty and also the IAATO, or the International Association, who kind of takes care of or oversees all the activity in Antarctica.
Right, 所以南极洲呢它不属于任何一个国家 因此呢，它需要一个国际的一个组织呢来管理这个地区。那么这个组织呢叫做 IAATO， 全称呢是 International Association of Antarctic Tour Operators。它的目的呢也非常的明确，是什么呢？Environmental protection， 环境保护是整个南极洲所有一切人类活动的一个 priority or top priority。
Okay, now let's talk about a little bit of the history of tourism in Antarctica. The Antarctic tourism industry began in the late 1950s when Chile and Argentina started taking fare-paying passengers to the South Shetland Islands just north of the Antarctic Peninsula.Aboard naval transportation ships.
首先看一看南极洲的旅游是什么时间开始的，是呢20世纪50年代，首先呢是从智利和阿根廷开始的。因为我们知道呢，智利和阿根廷呢相对离南极洲的距离呢能近一些。
Right, it's part of South America, I guess you could say kind of down on the southern tip of South America.
南美洲的相对呢更南边的这个地区 ,the tip of South AmericaAmerica, because of the distance, right? It's kind of convenient to travel from Chile or Argentina.
But of course, this wasn't a free ride. This was for fare-paying customers only.
那么它是一个商业旅行，和我们原来提到的那种旅行还不一样，因为原来的旅行呢，可能是一些国家资助的一些旅行 for scientists, not for the traveling, maybe for some scientific research.
Research, yeah, or experiments or something.
Okay, 我们现在谈到了20世纪50年代的这个旅行呢，是指那种商业的旅行，文中提到的是 fare paying passengers, 是指付费的这些游客们。
Yeah, so what happened is, you would get on these naval transportation ships,And then they would take you down to these little islands that are just north of the Antarctic Peninsula.
他们往往通过船呢到达南极洲 Naval transportation ship.
The first expedition to Antarctica with travelers was in 1966, led by Swedish explorer Lars-Erik Lindblad. Lindblad wanted to give tourists a first-hand experience on the ecological sensitivity of the Antarctic environment.In order to educate them and promote a greater understanding of the continent's role in the world. The modern expedition cruise industry was born shortly after, in 1969, when Lindblad built the world's first expedition ship, the MS Lindblad Explorer.Which was specifically designed to transport tourists to Antarctica.
首先看看这个瑞典人叫 Lars-Erik Lindblad， 他在1966年领了一群人来到了南极洲。他的目的呢是让这些游客呢获得 first-hand experience， 第一手的这种经验或者体验。对于什么东西呢？对于南极洲的这种生态的敏感性 ，ecological sensitivity。因为我们知道南极洲的生态呢是相对是比较脆弱的 ，very sensitive or maybe very fragile.
And not only that, but it has a very important role in the world, this continent of Antarctica.
Right. 所以说呢，南极洲呢位于地球的最南端，大家可能说也见不到，可能对它的了解不是那么的多。通过这个旅行呢，这个瑞典人呢希望大家能够了解到南极洲对整个地球所发挥的巨大的作用。
Now before Lindblad, there were just regular transportation ships. Just regular ships, no special purpose or design. But because of Lindblad, he started a kind of like a modern expedition cruise industry. This kind of industry was born shortly after, which was in 1969.
那么原来去南极洲的游客呢，往往通过一些运输的船只啊到达南极洲。但是这个瑞典人呢，他首创了叫什么 Modern Expedition Cruise 这个船的目的呢，仅仅是把游客从其他的国家带到南极洲，它是一个专门来进行南极洲旅行的这么一艘船，所以呢，整个南极洲的旅行呢，变成了非常专业、非常职业的这么一个 industry。
Right. Now the first expedition ship was called the MS Lindblad Explorer. So it had the Swedish explorer's name as part of the ship.
So it was specifically designed for the Antarctica tourism.
That's right. Okay, now a little bit more about tourism in Antarctica. In 1977, both Australia and New Zealand started to offer scenic flights to Antarctica through Qantas and Air New Zealand. The flights often flew to the continent without landing and returned to the departure airport. The experience was an average 12 to 14 hours with up to 4 hours flying directly over the continent.
在1977年呢，澳大利亚和新西兰呢，他们开设了一个什么航空旅行南极洲。他们呢设了一个航线，这个目的呢是一个 scenic flight， 仅仅是为了观光。
Yeah, but you know the kind of downside of the flight is you don't get out of the plane.
Right, you're hovering above the continent.
Yeah, and you're above the continent for 4 hours.But the flight can be 12 to 14, so that means a lot of flying, and you're probably just looking at blue water.
Right, 那么大家这个体验呢，往往是说从澳大利亚或新西兰起飞，然后呢，空中呢俯视这个南极洲，你的整个的感受呢是无法体验到南极洲的一个真实的感受，只看到了一个空中的南极洲 ,kind of a continent from above.那么它飞行的时间呢大概是12到14个小时，南极洲上空停留的时间呢只有4个小时，因为它需要呢返回到澳大利亚或新西兰，所以整个的航程呢是12到14个小时，但是呢旅游的时间只有4个小时。
Right.
It's kind of short, right?
I guess to see a whole continent, yeah, that's pretty short.
Right. People have come up with a lot of ways to bring travelers to the new continent.
Yes, by boat or by plane.
Right. Well, time is up for today's chat about the continent, and we'll still have a lot more to say tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, that's it for today's Use English. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
When I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight. You're With your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. Word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose.
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
Beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you.All for you, everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built.Only with living if somebody is loving you. Maybe now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark.Playing pool and wild dots, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of applause. This is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's all for you.Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only with living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. It's you, it's all for you.Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven.
北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫，
This is Radio 774, www.am774.com.